Outside the arena, it seemed like just about everyone had a ticket that wasn't any good to the president's speech. Gale Weitch drove 5 hours from Virginia to see him in the Panther Stadium. Instead of waiting in line there to see him in person, she was waiting in the lobby of the McGlowan Theater to see him on TV. But Weitch says she's still glad she came.
The atmosphere is fine, and people have just been, you know, remarkable. You know, everybody's been friendly and whatnot, and one thing you can't control is the weather.
In fact, it was a clear but muggy night. And there was a problem with the video at the McGlowan, so Weitch and the rest of that crowd moved to the Belk Theater on Tryon Street.
It's about being able to look your child in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay.
About 500 people watched Vice President Joe Biden's speech there. In the lobby, Amy Adams says she and 18 of her friends drove here from Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. They all had tickets to the stadium. But she also says it was still worth the trip.
It was honestly just great to walk around Charlotte. It's just been great to be surrounded by a bunch of other people who are, you know, cheering and excited about everything that's going on.
And that was really the spirit of the night. People drove or flew in from places like Detroit, Atlanta, and Portland. And even though they didn't get to see the president take the stage in person, many of them still made the most of it. At the Epicenter, for example, a large crowd gathered to watch the convention on an outdoor screen, and they went nuts when the president took the mic. Quentin Jackson and Asa Flood also had tickets to the stadium, but they say they liked the energy at the Epicenter.
Everybody was excited. Everybody was ready for change.
It's passionate, more so passionate than anything.
Fellow ticket holder Bridget Morris had this glass half full take.
I think the upside is that people are able to still move around, you know, check out the sites and things that are in the area, and just find a comfortable place for them to be able to hear what's going on.
And here's Jahari Sword, who, yes, also had a ticket.
It was unfortunate that I didn't get a chance to see him in person, but to be here and have people around you that supported him was worthwhile.
So even though the grand finale of the DNC was downsized from a football stadium to a basketball arena, many of the people shut out were still happy to be in Uptown Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.